Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Shakeling.
And yesterday we talked about ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, yay!
I'm loving it. McDonald's slogans. Mm-hmm. And we learned about what makes a good slogan, mm-hmm. what your slogan should do for your company, and we reviewed three slogans. Just the right bite.
Hustle for muscle.
Hustle for muscle, yo! And your door to the future. You're going into that bushy band, you're opening the door, and there's your future. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn, and you're going to be smart, and you're going to get a great job.
You're going to get a bright future.
Exactly. So all of these things, they kind of, they're clear, mm-hmm. they're direct, they are
simple,
they're easy to understand, mm-hmm. they're not too long, mm-hmm. and they make people feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? All right, so what else do we need to do before we start making our slogans? Okay, we need to find out. That's what we're doing right now.
Reading. Create your own slogan. After their discussion, Katie and Dave each came up with a new slogan for Travel for You. Let's have a look. Katie's proposal. My slogan is getting you to where you want to be. It's for young people who love adventure. They might not be thinking about going on vacation. When they see the slogan, though, it puts the idea in their head. Yes, there is somewhere I want to be right now. The slogan starts them thinking about their vacation. They come to us because our slogan not only tells them to take a break now,but to let us make it happen now.
Dave's proposal. My slogan is, We Pack the Fun. It's for parents who want to take a vacation with their children. Parents find vacation planning stressful. It's hard for them to treat it like a fun time. They are busy with booking hotel rooms and planning activities for their kids. When we do the hard work for them, they can focus on the fun.Most of our customers are families. Serving their needs has become our strength. This slogan will bring in more families.
Okay, we're going to start right out. Yesterday, we did sections 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Now in your magazine, you can look at section 4. And number 4 says, read the proposals.
Okay,
so we're going to do some reading now.The proposal, what is a proposal? It is like a plan that people think of and write down in a type of report in order to bring this report to a group or maybe your boss and discuss using it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ooh.
If you think, I think I should sell cheese fries at my fry shop. And my employee comes to me and he's written down, why should we use cheese? How much cheese will cost? How much we charge people for cheese? And he gives it to me and I read it and I say, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Cheese fries, let's try it. Okay, so that is a proposal. Now, here's an example sentence. I've read your proposal, Wanda, and I think we should go ahead and try your idea.
OK, 所以刚刚 Erin 老师讲得非常的清楚，对不对？他们是 proposal 就是有提议、建议的意思。It's a noun，那么也有求婚的意思。不过也很常用动词表示 propose， 像是 He has proposed to Charlotte. Oh yay! 他向 Charlotte 求婚了。
OK, so we are going to read these proposals now. Mike is not in this section, so we're just looking at Katie and Dave's proposals here. Now it says...After their discussion, Katie and Dave each came up with a new slogan for Travel for You.
Ooh.
Let's have a look. All right, now, we did use a phrase in that section, so we're going to have a look at these proposals after we talk about this phrase. And that phrase is come up with. Now, when you come up with something, like an idea or a plan, you think of it for the first time.Now, here as an example, we could say, Louis came up with the new name for our product. I think it's a great idea.
OK, 所以 come up with 就是想出的意思哦。所以像我们就可以再造另外一个句子。She came up with the plan to make everyone more efficient. I think I really need that. And, okay, and the second sentence, Gavin keeps coming up with lame excuses.
He just doesn't want to do his homework.
Yeah.
He's like, the dog ate my homework. That's not a good excuse, Gavin.
No.
Nobody's going to believe that.
No.
OK, so now let's take a look at Katie's proposal. Are you ready? Okay, so she says, my slogan is getting you to where you want to be. It's for young people who love adventure.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so the whole thing, getting you to where you want to be. What do you think?
It's not that clear, but it makes me think of where I am or where I want
to
go.
Where you want to be. To me, I think that where you want to be is a really good, but I think it's just a little too long. For me, if she had cut it to where you want to be,
that would be better.
I think that would be a little bit better. But this is Katie's proposal, not ours. So let's continue. Let's find out what she says. It says here, they might not be thinking about going on vacation. Everyone's thinking about going on vacation.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when they see the slogan, though, it puts the idea in their head. Getting you to where you want to be. Does that make you think about vacation?
Actually not.
Okay, so maybe Katie needs a bit of work on her proposal. For me, I think if she just cut it to where you want to be, where I want to be right now, on a beach. Now I'm thinking about vacation.
Where I want to be. I think, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't have any.
She wants to be right here with us, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Katie continues. She says, yes, there is somewhere I want to be right now. The slogan starts them thinking about their vacation.
I don't agree with her.
That's fine. You don't have to agree with her. Remember, it's just a proposal,
it's just
right?
It's just a proposal. I'm going to calm down.
Exactly. You can discuss it with Katie, work on it a little bit, right?
Okay.
All right. So Katie continues. She says, they come to us because our slogan not only tells them to take a break now, but to let us make it happen now. Okay, so Katie's slogan, getting you to where you want to be. We know what it means now. We know why she chose it, but let's get to Dave. Now, Dave's proposal starts by saying, my slogan is, we pack the fun.
I like that.
Do you? It's so short, easy to remember. All right, let's find out who it's for. It's for parents who want to take a vacation with their children.
Aww, okay.
Okay, so let's kind of keep going. Let's find out what the word pack means. Pack is a verb. And when you pack things, you put them into containers such as boxes or suitcases in order to easily bring them with you to another place. Now, before you move houses, you need to pack all your things in boxes, for example, or if you go on a trip, you pack your suitcase, your clothes, your sunscreen, your sunglasses, all those things. All right, let's look at an example sentence. We need to bring some hats to the beach. Can you pack them in this bag?
Okay, so pack 就是打包的意思，可以当名词或者是动词。It's a verb here in our article. 那我们再看另外一个句子。We're leaving in the morning, and my sister still hasn't packed her clothes. Not very efficient. Okay, and pack could also mean to fill a place.
Right.
我们就可以说, the people on the train were packed together like sardines. 就是很挤的意思。
Right.
When it's used as a noun, it means a group or collection of something, like a pack of cigarettes, 或者是像冰敷袋,你就可以说 ice pack, 或者是六块鸡。He has a six pack.
I don't have a six pack.
I don't.
No. Maybe if I go to this gym,
hustle for muscle.
Okay, well, he explains a little bit more, right? He says, parents find vacation planning stressful. I think everybody finds vacation planning stressful. It's only when you're on vacation the stress goes away. What is stressful? It's an adjective, and something that's stressful, like a job or a big project or school, makes you feel a lot of pressure or stress, right? Because it is difficult to do or deal with. Now, if you don't have enough time to do something or you don't understand something very well while you're working on it, you can feel stress or call the situation stressful.
Okay.
Here's an example. Gary's job is really stressful, so he needs to take vacations every few weeks to relax.
Like going abroad.
Yeah, just a little weekend trip, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so stressful 就是造成压力的意思。形容词哦，是当形容词，在后面有 ful 结尾。那么名词就是 stress。好，那么来造几个句子哦。Most people think job interviews are quite stressful.
Yeah.
Okay, 那第二个句子 She behaves irrationally when she is under too much stress. That's not really a good way to deal with it, you know. Yeah. 好，那第三个句子I got so stressed out before my finals.
Yeah, of course, exams make everybody feel stressed. Okay, so Dave continues and says, It's hard for them, these are parents, to treat it like a fun time. They are busy with booking hotel rooms and planning activities for their kids. Okay. It's not really a vacation for them. It's just work so their kids have fun, right?
I'm not going to have any kids in the future.
Yeah, that sounds like too much work, guys. All right, I just want to go on my vacations. I'm going to the beach. Okay, so here he continues to say, when we do the hard work for them,They can focus on the fun.
I totally agree.
Travel for you, doing the work for you. All right, I like this. All right, so travel for you is going to focus on the work so they can focus on the fun. Now, when you focus on something, you give as much attention to that thing as you can, or you pay special attention to it more than other things. Here's an example.I need you to focus on this report at the moment. The rest of your work can wait until later.
Okay, so focus on. Focus, 大家应该都知道嘛，就是专注。所以 on something, 就是专注于在某件事情上面。所以其实旅行对有些父母亲来说是压力有点大，因为要处理非常多事情，还有安排给小孩子的活动。所以 Dave 觉得说呢，他们就应该帮忙顾客做这一些事情就好，可以让顾客们好好的玩啊，不要因为这些麻烦事情去影响到他们的娱乐。好，那我们再来造几个句子，用 focus 这一个字，我们可以说 I need you guys to focus on the main topics。那也可以说呢 ，to focus one's attention on something，就是把你的专注力集中在某件事情上面。
Okay, so.He's almost finished, but it says here, most of our customers are families. Serving their needs has become our strength. Okay. Now, this slogan will bring in more families.
Oh, very smart.
Because this is their strength. What is a strength? Let's find out.Okay, let's talk about the noun strength. Now here, strength is a countable noun, so we are going to talk about a strength or many strengths. And a strength is similar to an advantage or something about you or a thing that makes it special or great in some way. So if a company's strength is serving people's needs, then they can say they are very good at serving people's needs. That's what they are strong at.Now, while other companies might not be so good at this, they might have different strengths. Here's an example. My best strength is my ability to lead a team in a way that respects everyone.
Okay, so strength 这个字就是强项，优点的意思。It's a noun. And besides meaning a good characteristic of someone, it also means the ability to do things that require a lot of mental or physical effort.
Right.
好，那我们来造这两个句子哦。第一个句子。We must eat to keep our strength up. 我们一定要吃东西哦，才会有力量嘛。那第二个句子 ，It takes a while to get your strength back after surgery. 好，那我们来看一下 strengthen 这一个字，它就是它的动词哦。When it's a verb, it means to make something stronger or more effective. 好 ，let's make one more sentence.Parents can strengthen ties with their children by listening to their needs.
My need is to go on vacation. Yay! Mom, yay!
I want to go to Disneyland.
Okay, so we looked at section 4. That was read the proposals. Okay, now we're on to number 5. Okay. Here, we are going to complete a table. So we might need to get out our pencils or pens here. We're going to start writing some stuff down. We'll show you how to do that here in a second.
所以 table 是什么？不是桌子啦，这边不是哦。这边的 table 是 an arrangement of facts or numbers in rows or blocks,、就是有表格的意思。所以你们有没有听过 table of contents?、You know, you see them in books.、你们可以在很多书里面看到都会有目录，就是 table of contents.
You can actually see a table of contents if you flip a few pages、earlier in your magazine to find、out where yeah, all the、that. Stories、are, right? Okay, so line one. So we've got a few lines in our table.Here, okay, so line one is asking, what is your slogan?
Okay,
so this is easy.、Katie gets her pen out. She writes, getting you to where you want to be. Takes her a little、while to write it down. And、Dave just says, we pack the fun.
Simple and direct.、I like that.
Okay, so we've looked at line one. Now let's look at line two. The question, who is your slogan targeted at?
Okay,
so what target here? Target is kind of like it's meaning that...
Your goal?
It's your it's aim. Like a target is a goal. When something is targeted at a goal, you are kind of making it go in that direction, right? So which person are you directing this slogan to, right? You're putting it in a certain direction.
Yeah, which aim... Which direction you're aiming at.
Right,
you know?
Yes. And then the noun form would be、your goal.
Yeah. 所以 target 其实动词名词都是可以当的。大家应该知道之前学的是名词目标的意思嘛。但它当动词就是以什么为目标。所以我们会用 be targeted at, 像 Aaron 老师刚刚说的。好，那我们就可以说 they were targeted by the attackers.、或者是下面。The commercial is targeted at children. And that means the same as the commercial is aimed at children.
Right, so we want children to watch this, this commercial.、So another example could be something like,、this smelly treat is targeted at cats、because they like the smell. Maybe、it smells like fish or something, right? 、
fishy.
Okay, little fishy snacks for those cats. Okay, so...Who is your slogan targeted at? Now, Katie earlier was talking about young people.
Okay,
so she gets her pen, she writes young people.、And then Dave, we know Dave was talking about...、
parents.
Parents, yeah. He said, we'll do the、
Families.
Work for the parents, right?、Okay, so now we've finished line one, line、two. Now we're at line three of the table.、Line three says, why do you think they'll be interested in your slogan?
Okay,
so what does Katie say? Well, Katie says, it gets them to think about going on vacation.
Okay,
that's what she said.、All right. Now, what did Dave say? Dave thinks people will be interested in this slogan because it shows that we can help them focus on the fun.
Okay.
Line four. What makes your company better than other companies?Okay, so Katie, she says, well, we provide fast service. We make their vacation happen now.
Okay.
Right? No waiting for that.
Okay, so provide 这个字就是提供的意思。我们就会用 to provide someone with something or to provide something to or for someone. 那我们来看几个句子哦。She provided the police with valuable information. 那我们也可以改写成 She provided valuable information to or for the police. 所以两个都是可以的。所以 Katie 他们觉得她的机构啊，服务相当的快速，可以马上让顾客度假。
Okay, so provide basically means just to give somebody、something they need,、right? Another example we could say is、this taxi...company provides people with cheap rides to the airport.
Oh,
that's a nice thing.、I might need that for my vacation.、All right. So why does Dave think the company is better than others?、Well, he says, we have the experience. We are good at serving their needs.
Okay.
We've done it a long time. Now we're really good、at it. That's a good reason.
They think they're experienced.
Exactly. Okay, so we've been through number four, number five. Now we're on number six. If you're looking in your magazine, you'll see that it says, create your own slogan and make up your own company and write a slogan for it.
That's fun.
There's a little exercise here for you. But what are you doing when you make something up? When you make something up, you think of something like a story, a song, an idea, or something like that for the first time. Here's an example. My father used to make up funny stories to tell me before bed.
Okay, my dad used to do that. Okay, so make up 就是组成编造的意思，那他们有和好的意思哦。那么造几个句子吧。This book is made up of 10 short stories. Or, you finally made up with each other. It was so awkward seeing you guys fighting all the time. 那也可以当补足的意思哦，就是有 to make an amount or a number complete. 比如说I'm paying $200 and she will make up the rest.
Okay, hopefully that's not too much money. Yeah. All right, so you've got some choices to choose from here when you do your activity. You've got a travel company, a burger shop, a gym, an online school, or other. That means you get to choose, right? I'm going to choose other. I know what my company is. All right, I'm going to choose French fry shop. All right, now don't forget, okay, a slogan should be,Simple, direct, and
positive.
Positive. Okay, so here's the question. We're going to get ready to write down our answers. What is your slogan?
Okay.
I know my slogan.
Fries for life. I still haven't come up with it yet.
Okay.
I need some more time.
Okay, well, that's okay. We can work on mine here, okay? Who is your slogan targeted at?
I wonder who for you.
Well... People who like French fries.
Like me?
Yeah. Do you like French fries?
Yes, I do. Definitely.
Targeted at Chiquilin. Okay. Why do you think they will be interested in your slogan? Well...
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah. I mean, it tells you what I'm selling. Yeah. French fries.
It's simple.
It says that these French fries are going to make your life better. French fries for life. Like, not just long life, but like good life.
Good life.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So...These French fries are going to make you feel good. All right, now what makes your company better than other companies? All the different French fry flavors, Chiquilin.
Yeah, you have cheese fries.
Cheese fries. More and more cheese fries.
Maybe fishy fries cats.
If people like fishy fries, I will give them fishy fries.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, you guys need to go and come up with some slogans of your own.You've got a little activity there to finish. You've heard my answers. Maybe you can come up with something better. I don't know about fries for life. We'll see. All right. But we are going to almost finish up for the day. Stay tuned. We will be right back in a second.
For you chat.
Okay, so we've been talking all about slogans. I made up a slogan. Might not be that great, but we did hear a good one. We pack the fun.
I like that.
I like that one, too. I think
I like yours the most.
Oh, thank you. Fries for life. All right, so what are some slogans that you recognize from real life, and what makes them so easy to remember? So I have one. This is the one I know, the ba-da-ba-ba-ba, right? I'm loving it. That's easy to remember, but Nike. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You say it everywhere.
Just do it. It's
to the mall.
Three simple words. It tells you what to do. Just do it. Just buy Nike.
Just do it.
Just buy Nike. Just go to the gym.
Yeah.
Just do your homework. Right? Just do it. It's not that hard.
It's really simple.
It's really simple. Just do it. All right, what about some other ones?
M&M? Have you guys heard of it?
M&M's, of course.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Right.
The chocolate's
chocolate all over their hands.
Yeah, no.
They have that chocolate in your mouth. Here's another good one. It's finger licking good.
I know this one. It's my favorite.
Okay.
What is that? KFC.
KFC, it's finger licking good. You want to lick your fingers after you finish that chicken? All right, guys. Well, there are so many more other slogans out there that you probably know. There's probably some Apple ones out there.
Maybe Dunkin' Donuts. Anything.
Go find them. Why are they easy to remember? Why are they good slogans? You guys talk about it. We have to say goodbye. So, for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chiquilin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Create your own slogan. After their discussion, Katie and Dave each came up with a new slogan for Travel for You. Let's have a look. Katie's proposal. My slogan is getting you to where you want to be. It's for young people who love adventure. They might not be thinking about going on vacation. When they see the slogan, though, it puts the idea in their head. Yes, there is somewhere I want to be right now. The slogan starts them thinking about their vacation. They come to us because our slogan not only tells them to take a break now, but to let us make it happen now.
Dave's proposal. My slogan is, We Pack the Fun. It's for parents who want to take a vacation with their children. Parents find vacation planning stressful. It's hard for them to treat it like a fun time. They are busy with booking hotel rooms and planning activities for their kids. When we do the hard work for them, they can focus on the fun. Most of our customers are families. Serving their needs has become our strength. This slogan will bring in more families.
Vocabulary Review.
Proposal. I made several proposals at the meeting, but the boss turned all of them down. Pack. Kevin's plane leaves in 4 hours, but he still hasn't packed his luggage. Stressful. Justin decided to quit his job because he found it too stressful. Strength. During the job interview, I was asked what my strengths were. Target. These powerful sports cars are targeted at people with lots of money. Provide. This school provides extra help for students who are struggling.